The Broken Pencil Booking Company, a pro wrestling podcast infused with hip-hop. Available on all streaming platforms, including TheBeastRadio.com.
Yeah. Yeah. 6 in the morning, other niggas sleeping. Money on my mind, they ain't eating. Full plate niggas, so I'm fully loaded. Lyrics from the streets, yeah, I wrote it. Trying to make a dollar out of couple cents. On the ship, yeah, the key, fuck paying rents. Sent a few shots like where they went. Back to the club, low getting bent. Your life if you play, rules first. No way out, end up the curse. Another sunrise, that's the best gift. Sunday, 6 tray, watch the ass lift. Any means low strapped if that's the case. Wrong move, motherfucker, about face. My bitch like fucking at a slow pace. Making things go right, rob base. Chill. Chill. You know any means to get that. Cheer, you know we need it, my nigga, so go get back. Bitches, cheer, and my niggas smoking. You know it's money, so we all unbroken. Cheer. One false move, that's 9 shots. Rub shoulders with the have and the have nots. We one in the same, it's money to earn. You putting in work, the lesson you learn. You don't work, motherfucker, you don't eat. Broke down, homie, that's the fee. Tryna stack a few ends, come cheap. Shots from the fucking 9, brothers keep. In too deep, though. Deep up in my lungs where the smoke flow. You live and you learn, you wait and you turn. Shots to make it out, stripes earned. Not my concern if they caught slipping. Now I'm in another scrap and my bitch tripping. Life of the not so famous. Fuck it, catch your shots from the stainless. Chill, chill, chill. You know any means to get that. Chill, chill. You know we need it, my nigga, so go get back. Chill, chill. Bitches. Scene, and my niggas smoking. Chill. You know it's money, so we all broke. Chill. And that's Blue Stamp Official. My nigga Chill on the boards. Chill. My nigga Fur Hand on the beat.
Beat him down low.
Gon' get back.
Clear vision, you feel me?
Bitches,
that's 2020, nigga.
And my niggas, we smoking. Chill. You know it's money, so we all unbroken. Chill.
Welcome to the Broken Pencil Booking Company pro wrestling podcast and radio show infused with hip hop. I am Wood.
Made daily. With organic, farm to table, localized, neuralized, sterilized, available on Amazon, shipped worldwide, not available on Sundays, but now available on TheBeastRadio.com. Broken Pencil Logic. You stay classy, internet. I'm Suave Burgundy.
Yeah, man. We back up in this thing like, whoa. Episode 8. Episode 85, Ocho Cinco, you big!
You almost got in the swear jar early.
Yeah, stop that. Get that out of here.
Yeah.
I don't know why we clapping back right now, but hey, it is what it is. Today is Thursday.
You gonna get shut down for that?
It's in the background. We should be good money.
Nah, fam. I want you to take all precautions. I want you to take all precautions. I'm not trying to have any conversations with any. You know.
All right. Here we go. That's better.
We should not infringe on Mr. Jeffrey Atkins and his ability to earn royalties.
Or Nasir Jones, for that matter.
That, you know what I'm saying? I don't want no problems. I'm good.
Episode Ocho Cinco. We just kicked it off with MC8, brand new joint called You Know, off the new album Lessons, courtesy of Blue Stamp. Blue Stamp Music.
That's fire.
Yeah, man. Like his album is this. I think this is his second or third album this year, man. That album is incredible. It is a very. I hate.
It's very grown up.
I hate using sounds the term term crip hop, but it's a. it's
the bell one time for yourself, man. Yeah.
If you ever listened to an 8 album in the last 5 years, because his new brand of music is something special, man. And it's crip hop in the greatest form, but it's like. There's boom bap and there's West Coast gangster and there's G-Funk. There's all those things wrapped up into one.
It's really, so much vibe.
Yeah, it's and this one's got like, I wonder, it's like an old school. It's like 17, 18, might be 20-something records on this joint. It's
now that I would advise against, but that's it's a different branding conversation.
Seriously,
if you have that many records and they're all of good content, I would say instead of making one release with 18 records, why not just make 3 with 6?
Again, this is like his third album. Well, have that conversation with my guy Aguilar. Well, shouts out to Aguilar. He's dropping I think two more albums this year. One with Sadat X called The Gods Have Arrived, and then another one, Brown's Villain 2, coming right behind it. And I think those would make his 7th and 8th albums this year. Now, Aguilar is not somebody that, you know, is a household name in terms of somebody that you check for album-wise, but he comes with consistent content when he drops content. And like I said, having 8 albums this year, and then 2 of them after being robbed for everything that he owns, man, music, everything he owns musically, let me say that. Yeah, it's incredible that he's still pushing, man. Hip-hop is in a good space right now, and I'm loving it. Just make sure you check for your favorite artists. Suave, you've been batting 1,000 on the internet. Let me give you the most penultimate round of applause.
Thank you very much.
There are things on this agenda that we need to address that you and I have both been batting 1,000 on, but first and foremost, let's address the elephant in our room and tell the people. For about a month now, we have been referring to one Will Hobbs as Ice Train Jr. Hold on, Let me stop. We'll come back to that in a second, because I'd be wrong if I didn't start the show off with this. Let me break this down real quick one time. All right, on Wednesday, September 23rd, Yev Alord. 20 and 20. We lost one of the
amen.
One of the greatest tag team wrestlers in the history of professional wrestling. One half of the Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors. Road Warrior Animal passed away yesterday at the age of 60, about a week and a half after his 60th birthday, and a day after his wedding anniversary to his lovely wife. We like to send our condolences out to his family and his kids, and also or his wife and kids, and also to his friends, his long list of friends in the wrestling industry. If you listen to this podcast, you know who Road Warrior Animal is. You know who the Road Warriors are. And also Precious Paul Ellering, I know he's hurting right now, because that's, you know, the last piece of that puzzle that's gone, and he's outlived them both. Lost a good one, man. Lost a good hand. And yeah, so this show is dedicated to you, Road Warrior Animal, and we will end the show the proper way with a 10 bell salute. Immediately after the 10 bell salute.
A Road Warriors promo in there too. We need a Road Warriors promo in there too.
Well, as Hawk would say, I'm sure we can add one in there.
Tell him, Hawk.
We got to find a good one. Man. Any particular storylines come out in terms of like a good Road Warriors promo? I'm thinking probably Great American Bash 88.
I'll ride with that, because I was going to say the only other time I know they cut a promo. Well, I've never really heard them cut storyline promos. It'd just be, you know, we're going to kick someone's.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was always just threats of violence.
Random acts of violence.
That's it. That's all I remember them for. Random acts of violence. I remember they cut that promo at WrestleMania 8, which was like, bro, I would rather have seen them have a match, but hey, whatever. You gotta do your Googles on the 80s, fam. I'm not the 80s is not quite my wheelhouse like the mid 90s and early 90s is, but It seems like I remember what you're talking about. I just can't peg it with an actual event or a date.
Yeah. So, yeah, at any rate, we'll end the show the proper way with respects to the Road Warriors with a classic Road Warriors promo. And so there's that. Now, back to housekeeping. Oh, yeah. And we got to end the show. Sorry, after the 10 bell salute, because this is episode Ocho Cinco, a little special from Suave Burgundy and Danger One. Shouts out to CG.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
We fix fights around here. Back on task. Will Hobbs. We refer to him as Ice Train 2.0.
Yes, I think Ice Train 2.0 is a little more respectful than what Ice Train Junior sounds like.
Yeah, Ice Train 2.0 is much better than Junior. And yeah.
We don't want any paternity confusions or anything going on like
although, start running with that. Although visually there very well could be, I digress.
Right.
Suave took it upon himself to take it to the internets and do a side-by-side comparison in video format.
Yep.
And that's on our Instagram, Broken Bissell BC, on all things social.
Everything. Righteous.
And he tagged one Ice Train, and I actually hit up Ice Train in a post, and it being funny, Ice Train, that you? To which he actually replied, yes. So shouts out to new pencil pusher Ice Train.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, good things happen to those who are willing to take chances and create opportunities.
Man, it's like you do something, you take a swing at a ball, and you're not even playing the game, and all of a sudden you hit a home run. So hopefully sometime soon we will hear from Ice Train here on the Brooklyn Pencil Booking Company Pro Wrestling Podcast and Radio Show Infused with Hip Hop. Suave, do me a favor real quick. Hit him with the hashtags before we get all this stuff out the way.
Broken Pencil Logic, With the Shit, Folk Life Shouty, You Can't Write This, Mark My Words, and as always, Fuck the Casual Fan, FTCF.
Yeah. We proud of ourselves today.
I'm automatic with this. I'm Jamal Murray jump shot with this.
Like Dusty Rhodes from the 3-point line, thwack 'em, baby.
Thwack 'em, baby.
Yes, sir.
That's not for you, Steve. That's for somebody else, baby.
Yeah. All right. So I'm looking at this agenda here. Hold on.
Wait, before you jump into the agenda on the subject of pencil pushers, major shout out to New Jack. Got a chance to chop it up with him a little bit this week. So New Jack will be back on the Broken Pencil Booking Company very soon.
We are on a roll, man.
Hey, slowly but surely becoming the aficionados on black professional wrestling.
What's even crazier is now that, because the last interview that I saw with New Jack on the internet was with one DJ Vlad. And since he's in the process of being canceled, I mean, y'all can come on over to Death Row. We got you.
you tired of these extra people dancing all in your interviews, misappropriating your culture? Come on over to Broken Pencil.
Man, I wish I had an echo sound effect I could put on your voice like right now. Make it seem like you're in the arena. That'd be fire.
we'll do some post-production. We'll get it hooked up.
Yeah. I might, you know what? You got me working, and that ain't gonna take no work at all. Yo, so let me hit pause on this real quick. That shit fire. Shouts out to M. Slago. This cat at work yesterday, man. He saw wood on like a couple of things that belonged to me. He was like, he's a Puerto Rican cat from New York, and he looked. He said, he looked at me with all seriousness and said, "Yo, B, why does all your stuff say wood?" Pause. I just stopped and looked at him. I just walked myself out of the building and I couldn't. Man.
Man,
so listen to this, Suave. You made me pay attention to something a couple days ago. There's a reason why I brought the music down. I need to let this manifest for a second. Retribution. Okay. Retribution has been known as the laughingstock of the WWE locker room in terms of production and creative. And, we'll just let Pete tell you why.
What's poppin', huh?
Didn't expect this.
What's poppin'? When that realness shows up, Y'all ain't got no heart. You ain't got no crowbars. You ain't got no chainsaws. So now you ain't so tough. I figured once you hoes got your contracts, you would stop running your mouths. But since you still doing that, we gonna take care of it for you. You want an opportunity? You got an opportunity tonight. You got an opportunity to be on the business end of some hurt.
Oh, you guys have been warned. Because we're not a bunch of little kids hiding behind no damn mask. We are the hurt business. And we will beat you down, and we will look good while doing it.
Courtesy of Monday Night Raw on September 21st, 2020, on the USA Network. Man, what the hell, bro?
Wait, first of all, MVHIJKLMNOP.
Bro. So, yeah, so yeah. First of all, MVP.
I thought once you hoes got your contracts.
So how is it that the artist formerly known as Dominic Diehard, Donovan Dijakovic, in a Bane mask now, how is it that he can say the word whores and it be edited? MVP can say hoes and it ride. And what I just played was off of the network. It wasn't even off the live record.
Because when you have privilege, you can use it. Does that make sense to everyone who's listening?
Man. So all of, with the exception of Keith Lee. With the exception of Street Profits, all of the African American airtime, all of the African American airtime on WWE Monday Night programming is being monopolized by the Hurt Business. That also includes.
I have no problem with it.
That also includes Apollo Crews and Ricochet, because they are. That six man. It's not even a faction. That six man, for lack of better terminology, the appeal of a gang within fighting, even though you have Ricochet and Apollo Crews on the opposite side, you have six African Americans being spearheaded by one MVP. And you're getting this is your TV time right here. I hate that they're all being in there put together, but it looks like MVP is pulling all the strings to make this work. And sadly, not that this is a knock on Bobby Lashley or anything, the best thing about that promo outside of MVP calling them hoes is the fact that Bobby Lashley single-handedly outshined anything that Retribution did for the entire Monday night. In that one 10 or 15 seconds that he had next to MVP. Do you think we've seen the end of Retribution?
It's coming. From what I'm looking at, and it's not like we have intimate knowledge of anything. We're just looking at the moving parts and coming up with something that makes sense. This is absolutely terrible. I mean, the names are awful. The names have been changed to protect the innocent. Because
you said to protect the innocent. Listen,
I don't care who you are. Performers.
The one person who is unmistakable in their appearance because of one major visible character trait. Blue hair, who has been missing from Wednesday nights for probably 3 months, all of a sudden pops up. Well, it's not 3 months. We'll probably say 2 months. All of a sudden pops up on Monday night with a mask over her face and rhinestones attached, and we're not supposed to think that that's Mia Yim, a.k.a. Keith Lee's significant other, a.k.a. the
sir,
one person who's...
Sir.
Yes, I'm sorry.
Sir.
Yes.
Can I dilute your vinegar just for a second?
Clean out the coffee pot, fam.
There is a third member to this cast who has repeatedly told you none of this is real. I will invoke the petty messiah at this time and let you know none of this is real.
We're living in a snow globe.
We are living in a snow globe. So you have this collection of talent that once this fails, they can be reassigned with their actual WWE names. Because look, Donovan Dijakovic has too many of the physical intangibles that WWE looks for to live the rest of his days as T-Bar.
What about Dio Madden?
And which one is he?
I don't know their names. Like it was T-Bar.
No, Shane Thorne is Slapjack. He's the one with the Jason mask. Shane Thorne's gonna end up on 205 Live. Well, he'll be back team competing for a cruiserweight championship. It's T-Bar, Slapjack. It is, what's the other one? Jaywalk. What is it?
T-Bar, Slapjack, and
Misdemeanor. young Felony.
Car Boot?
No. Double Park.
Traffic Stop.
Ooh. Yeah. Conspiracy to Distribute. What is his name?
Pepper Spray. It's Mace.
Mace.
Oh, Mace. Man. So, oh, man. Like, these dudes, man. Like, God, y'all couldn't shoot this down?
I mean, here's the truth. Like, and this is where it's so frustrating to be a WWE watcher. You have something as great as the Hurt Business, but something as bad as this.
Oh, my here's God.
Here's why this is bad. So, you're going to sell us on the idea that this group is a revolutionary overthrow type group of anarchists because they haven't been given opportunities or they feel like their particular physical makeup is a reason that they're not being pushed or will never have the opportunities that other superstars will have. However, you took these trash names and signed contracts.
Y'all
the very theory of why you're upset.
You all,
and then you sign a contract.
You all will shortly understand why we're laughing in the middle of Suave talking. The jokes just like, write themselves.
Just like, come on, bro.
I just sent you a link while you were talking.
Yeah, I just
it caused you to pause for a second. Please describe what you're looking at.
Wow. So CM Punk has taken to his Instagram stories to join in on the inside joke that his retribution.
This is a worldwide joke at this point.
So he has posted an Instagram story of Slapjack.
The world. Hold on. Retribution is the worldwide leader in joke entertainment.
Boy. And it says, when you're bored in catering and there's an abundance of paper plates, and then it shows Slapjack's face mask, which is like a cross between Jason
and Humongous Casey
Jones
and Humongous, and fam.
And Youth League. I'm not mentioning that. And Youth League hockey.
It looks like Lord Humongous, fam. Shouts out to Oliver Humperdinck. Rest in peace. Go to the network. Jeez. Look up Lord Humongous. Oh,
so, and
man.
Then on top of that, so T-Bar, a.k.a. Donovan Dijakovic, he halfway thought this out. He goes to social media, he goes to Twitter, makes a tweet that explains what his name is supposed to be. T-Bar. And I don't think I have it in front of me, but it's
that bitch ain't real.
terrorizing, annihilation, retribution, whatever it is. And of course that's become a running joke. And my mind that has been critically acclaimed, T-Bar stands for that this bullshit ain't resonating. Go ahead and put my money in the swear jar.
I think I said something too. There you go. All right, there we go.
It's rough. Like you gave them names out of like 1990s cartoons. Like, I expect these to be villains on Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Bebop, Rocksteady, T-Bar, Slapjack,
Mace.
Notice they haven't named the women yet. They haven't done that.
And the woman had a woman had the biggest mouthpiece pause of the of the night. Like, she's the one
proof that they don't know what they're doing.
How does your manager slash handler not have a name, but got blue hair?
Because they haven't figured it out yet.
No disrespect, but what are we calling her? Blue hair broad? BHB?
No, don't do that. We worked too hard for you to get us canceled with this recklessness. So that's what you're not going to do.
Oh, man.
That lady has blue hair because she repping the set.
You know what I'm saying?
She listens to Crip Hop, I'm quite certain.
she was the first in line to buy a hard copy of Eight's new album.
Nobody's buying hard copies of anything. Don't do this.
Hey,
what have you had before this show?
I've had a bagel and lox, and I've had some coffee and some fresh squeezed OJ. That's been my breakfast.
Have you turped it up?
None.
That explains everything.
I have some flavors I need to get, but I'm waiting for a new batch of the BOGO. Shouts out to True Terpenes. I'm not going to hit
you. They're not swapping that out.
Bruh.
That's going to stay for a while. We got to get some of that other stuff.
Yeah. There's a couple in there I gotta have. I'm in the corner rocking like a bass head. Like, I gotta get them. At any rate,
That's not the visual we want to create. Come on, bro.
While we're on the topic of WWE, first of all, before I go into the next order of business, do you think is there anything that you have in mind that you think that can save Retribution at this point? Because I honestly think that everything we've seen to this point, if it's been reported across the internet that they have been met with laughter in backstage area, and they're dead in the water. So I would think it's
completely different when the the people who work with you are laughing at you.
The people who created you are laughing at you.
And that's even worse. I'm like, bro, this is your idea. I'm out here executing your creative and you're laughing at me? Like, that'd be enough to get a writer punched in the mouth.
There was some more tone deafness on the show besides Retribution, which we'll get to later on. But yeah, so you tell me, Suave, what can be done to save Retribution at this point?
Okay, if I'm using my broken pencil logic, I'm going to say to save this, you have to give Retribution and a figurehead, an overseer. You got to give them someone who's in charge of the entire group, who's calling the shots.
Who do you get?
My original leader of Retribution to begin with, Sami Zayn. Go ahead.
I would say word is this Sunday at Clash of Champions, we're going to see a new look Roman Reigns. Do you think that he would be benefiting Retribution on a reboot or on a saving path?
Nope, because they have finally gotten Roman correct. I don't want anybody else involved to ruin this.
I'm with Sami Zayn. I like the Sami Zayn idea, especially with him having this issue over the belt that he never lost. I really like Retribution saving him.
Roman with Paul Heyman is correct. Don't mess this up. If anybody's going to be with Roman going forward, it should be the members of the Bloodline. If you are not of Samoan Dynasty descent, you are not allowed into the building.
Hey, tell it to the people. I got you loaded up. Go ahead and tell it the way you want to tell it.
I'm not going to do that.
I'm already loaded, so go ahead. All right, I got you. No, that's all right. That's all right. We'll save it. We'll save it when we really need it.
Save it for when we don't want to just go using these all recklessly. But with Sami Zayn, because Sami Zayn has been basically shunned away by Cesaro and Nakamura. He's been wearing black under his army fatigues for like what? Ever since he's come back.
Up until last week, where he wore army green gauchos to the ring.
Right.
And I think that was throwing off the scent.
Which is part of his Colonel De Beers Ring of Fire.
You pull up your AWA knowledge, yeah. Folks.
And I mean, I do what I can. I try to give back. But Sammy makes the most sense. But the thing is, you can't do it with these masks on. Can't. Sammy has to show up and like really almost berate them. Like, I didn't tell you to do this nonsense. Take these masks off.
The last time we saw anybody with a face paint similar to that of the new Dijakovic, it was one of the members of Ascension, and we saw what happened to them.
Like, I would have been able to buy Dio Madden and Dijakovic as a tag team wearing those masks if you brought them in that way. But after they've been wearing hoods and like basically being angry protesters,
you've been better off dressing them like Doom with those hoodies on, man.
There's a lot of damage that's been done. And to undo it, you have to actually undo what you've done. Yeah. You got to take these masks off. You got to have these people actually conduct themselves like people and let a mouthpiece who understands how to craft a story and a narrative like a Sami Zayn, let him speak and be the guy point. You're doing CM Punk's Nexus again, basically. That's how you save it.
So
you have CM Punk, who's obviously the person who's in charge and knows what to do, and have him directing traffic. And Sami Zayn would play the part of CM Punk.
We've given these clowns way too much time.
So is WWE. What's they don't get slapped on the wrist?
Man, just give your weekly shout out to WWE real quick.
For a nominal fee, soon to be a phenomenal fee, I will slice broken pencil knowledge and put it on your plate.
Hold on one second. I need you to say that again, because the internet dropped.
Yeah. For a nominal fee, soon to be a phenomenal fee.
Mm-hmm.
I will take some of this broken pencil knowledge and put it on your plate.
I told you I was going to have it ready this week, fam. I told you. Hey, don't play with Uncle.
Done well.
Don't play with Uncle Shay. Don't play with Uncle Shay. I told you last week I had my Miles and my Yak. Well, come on, Skip.
You have avoided putting anything in the collection plate for this week, but there will be another time where you are not completely aware of when the broken pencil knowledge will be served to your plate.
Oh, I guarantee you won't catch me off guard again. Shit.
Watch. Don't give me any personal challenges. Just watch. Don't believe me, Jay Watch.
Real quick, Stephanie McMahon cashed out close to $2 million, which is 43% of her WWE public common stock. Is there a cause for alarm, or does she just need a cash infusion to her bank account?
The stock has been performing poorly for
A couple
of weeks.
I wouldn't say poorly.
I would say poorly because I own some. Hell you mean? Don't tell me when they performing poorly. I own some. It's been performing poorly.
Way to protect your future.
It's been in a downward spiral.
I'm waiting for it to drop a little bit more, but yeah, it's nowhere near its all-time peak, which is close to $90. But it's also not near opening price, which is right around 19.
Way away from that.
Yeah, but it's also way above its opening price of, I think it was like 19 when it was IPO. I think it was 29 when she first sold, like when she first had a public selling of her stock. But even at 43%, she still has tens of thousands of shares available at her disposal.
Well, she has Class A stock and then Class B stock. So there's varying levels. She sold 43% of her Class A stock, which came out to about $2.2 million. Which, I mean, for that family, $2.2 million is like vacation money.
That's me paying bills.
I'm like, you know what I'm saying? It's like, yeah, it's kind of like that. It's cashing in some savings bonds to, you know, buy an iPad or something.
That might be a birthday gift.
That type of stuff. So she got liquid real quick. She created some liquid funds. It is a pandemic going on, so, you know, getting liquid is not a bad thing. I wouldn't necessarily say it's cause for alarm, but at the same time, you always got to pay attention. The headline to the story makes it seem like she was cashing out because it just says she sold 43% of stock. Not saying that she has like a million shares of Class B stock that are worth way more. So she cashed out on the front end, got liquid. I get it. I understand it. It's just the question is, did she get liquid for a personal acquisition or did she get liquid for a business acquisition?
That me asking the question was more so just being inquisitive because I honestly think that I think it means nothing. Like you say, it's just pocket change. It means nothing until it means nothing until we see more people doing the exact same behavior at this price.
Because on the cool, I mean, that Stamford, Connecticut obviously is headquarters, but they've been running operations out of Florida. So they could have gotten liquid to buy a house in Florida.
And so you do that at a cash price, you're taking money off the top. So that's a great observation as well, especially since there's no state income taxes in Florida.
Then there's that part. So they may have just, you know, bought a McMahon estate in Orlando.
In suburban Orlando or even central Orlando, like right off of a bay or something.
Now, if Vince starts cashing out stock, there's a different vibe. Different vibe. If it comes out that Vince is at a sizable portion of stock, then we can, you know, reconvene. We can come back and have this conversation again. But until then, this isn't any real news other than the fact that, you know, take care of your chickens and your mentals, like Marshawn Lynch told you.
There you go. A couple of quick hits here. While we're in WWE, there's a new DNA storyline as it relates to the Mysterio family, this time as it relates to Rey Mysterio's daughter and Rey not being the father. We went through this back in 2004 with the late Eddie Guerrero. Dominic, I am your father, Dominic. And now we live through this again with another Mysterio. And so now are you really putting Mrs. Mysterio out there like she's a jump off?
First of all, before we move forward, now that I've said that, World Wrestling Entertainment stock is up almost 2% today, so good on that.
Oh, all right, then. As he's checking the facts. NYSE.
I gotta look at my portfolio and make sure I ain't putting out bad information, but we're up 1.56% today. Secondly, I'm totally out on this Mysterio paternity thing because, like, look, we're not just going to keep disrespecting Angie like this. Like, in a time where women's empowerment is as important as anything going on in the world, you're going to call into question the commitment to union of Rey Mysterio's wife.
Bruh.
And you're doing this for the second time in two decades.
Oh, man.
That
is...
It made sense when it was Eddie because of how long all of that had gone on.
And Eddie was a liar, a cheater, and a thief.
Right. And it was and also it was a different time. Certain things were a little bit more acceptable. It was cutting edge. Now it's just rehash, and it's like really bad rehash at that.
Speaking of really bad, there was a segment, a post-produced segment or a pre-produced segment, Beachside with Akira Tozawa, R-Truth, and the return of Little Jimmy. Tozawa allegedly was eaten by a shark, quote unquote, devoured by a shark inside the Atlantic Ocean. And Little Jimmy was rescued from said shark by R-Truth. You're Beachside. Did we not forget that we just lost the great Shad Gaspard a few months ago for trying to save his son's life at a beach in California? Like there had to be people backstage that cringed looking at this or were immediately reminded of, because I had no relation to Shad Gaspard other than watching him on television. I felt some kind of way about seeing what I saw.
I mean, you lost a cast member from Glee under similar circumstances.
And we're allowing, like, this is okay, like, you guys are clearing this? And, like, so not only was it pre-produced, but it was edited and made to air. So someone took time to put this on television.
It's in poor taste. There's no other way to
get it. It's just tone deaf. Again,
it's tone deaf and in poor taste.
Moving on to Wednesday nights.
What up?
This ain't for Adam Cole, baby.
Baby.
But the new number one contender, is it for the North American or for the NXT Championship?
NXT Championship, Kyle O'Reilly.
Kyle O'Reilly. We got a new emerging solo act from the UE. So what does that mean for Bobby Fish and Roddy Strong? Are they going to be challenging for the North American title? And what happens to Adam Cole? Does he just take a back seat?
Currently, it doesn't mean anything negative for Undisputed Era. Roderick Strong, and it's either going to be Bobby Fish or Adam Cole, are going to wrestle Danny Burch and Oney Lorcan to decide the number one contenders for the tag team titles at the next TakeOver. So they're fine on that route. I don't believe Bobby Fish is injured, even though I didn't see him on this last episode of NXT. So if I don't believe he's injured, I believe he'll be a part of the tag team match if Undisputed Era goes on to take over, which I kind of don't see. I mean, we'll see. I don't want Undisputed Era broken up. Just like, you have something good, don't ruin it.
I agree. And you got good merch being sold because of it. Their merch game is impeccable.
Once you break those guys up, they're just going to be guys. Because you see what happens to NXT talent once they move up. Like, you have the absolute...
Retribution.
Fan. You have
the Nexus.
That part. You took a bunch of solo acts and put them together on the main roster. You're going to take
one clip. You literally called up an entire class twice. Three times, if you count the new Nexus.
But look at the lack of logic involved. You took a bunch of solo acts and comprised them into a group on the main roster. Then you're going to turn around and take the greatest faction that you've had in the last, 5-10 years? And you're going to move them up as solo acts, knowing that all of them are undersized in WWE's mind frame. They're all undersized. So you're going to make them solo to where, then what?
You would literally have to take somebody of like a Dijakovic stature, put them outside the ring as an enforcer for them, just to make them credible. And you can't do that because then they look like munchkins.
And just let them be strength in numbers.
Let's keep it a buck. These aren't small dudes.
They're not, but by WWE standards,
they're not small.
It's been the land of the giants for so long that you just have this preconceived notion. But yes, they're not small people.
Missing from WWE TV the last 2 weeks now, Samoa Joe. Is he done?
Something to think about.
Is he done? Do we see him elsewhere? Does he give us a body bag when he returns? Wherever he lands.
I want to see him return that. I want to see him return to action, but we got to check on his contract status. I would assume he's probably doing some voiceover work, getting another bag. But if there is something going on where he's in the midst of renegotiating or things are not concrete, I would definitely spend whatever money necessary to keep him from leaving, because I know where he's going to end up.
It goes without saying. You go where the audience is, and when this all said and done, if he doesn't end back up on Monday nights, we'll see him gladly on Wednesdays. Right up I-95.
After a tour of Japan.
Yeah, that's going to be during the 90 days. Please believe.
So since they fed Tozawa to a shark, does that mean we're not going to see him again at all?
Maybe he'll fight his way out. He is a ninja. Anything's possible.
I'm out.
All right.
Hey.
You know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. Let's say that this again. I know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. You know who ain't gonna win. We say that this shit. One, two, three. Get your ass out. One, two, three. Get the fuck on. One, two, three. Get your ass out. One, two, three. Get the fuck on.
Hey. WWE Clash of Champions coming up this Sunday. Oh, yeah, by the way, this is you know who ain't gonna win, sponsored by TheBeastRadio.com, the dopest hip-hop station on the internet. This is where we are on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, Saturdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Oh, Schnizzle, how do I forget? We have an app now, iOS app. Android app is coming very soon, but the iOS app is available on your Apple Store for iPad and iPhone. You can download the Beast Radio app. So on the app, you can actually download the, actually use the alarm feature to set the alarm to turn on TheBeastRadio.com for any of your favorite shows. For instance, this one, the Broken Pistol Booking Company Pro Wrestling Podcast and Radio Show Infused with Hip Hop. We air on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and Saturdays, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. If you want to catch us, or any show for that matter, you can listen to us at those times and set your alarm to be woken up or logged in to hear us automatically. WWE Clash of Champions coming up this Sunday on the WWE Network. We're going to run through this card very swiftly. No backstories, no nothing. All championships are on the line. So here we go. For the Raw Women's Championship on the kickoff show, your champion, Asuka versus Zelina Vega. Suave, who ain't going to win?
First of all, what is this new trend that we have with putting one of the hottest acts on your weekly television show in the pre-show? Is it supposed to garner views? It's not. You're not doing free-for-alls anymore. Like this isn't. This isn't like a buy-in for the pay-per-view. Like, there's no incentive. If you can see the pre-show, you can see the pay-per-view.
We have Asuka, who's easily one of the best talents. Zelina Vega, who actually can go in the ring, but one of the best talkers in the company. And this is, we're relegated to pre-show material. Who ain't gonna win?
Vega, next.
All right, we're together on this one. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Your champion, Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura versus Lucha House Party. Suave, who ain't going to win?
The people with masks on.
Lucha House Party. In fact, we're going to see a split up this weekend. I'll go that far. I'll say not only...
Again, I don't understand why you break these people up. Like, they're stronger as a unit. Make them a cohesive unit. Why is it you feel like people who are already together can't figure out how to work together?
I don't know, man. Like, honestly, I don't know what's taking so long for them to put Apollo Crews and Ricochet into the Hurt Business. Other than the fact that Ricochet won't be there much longer, but that's another conversation for another episode. For the Raw Tag Team Championships. Yeah, go ahead, because...
Rumors say Rico ain't got much longer.
And he's not going to resign. That's what they say. I don't know who they are, but they say it. For the Raw Tag Team Championships, the Chain Gang, State Prop, Street Profits, Dawkins and Ford versus Andrade and Angel Garza. Suave, who ain't going to win? This is so easy.
At this point, I'm just going to go against... all of my gut feelings, and I'm going to say Street Profits don't win.
Whoa! I'm going to disagree with you. The fact that Vega left Andrade and Angel Garza means we got another split up on our hands between Latin superstars. Angel Garza and Andrade ain't going to win. That's what I think.
Well, I'm looking at it from this perspective. They've gotten Vega has air quotes left them, and then their teamwork has gotten better since. And since this is the umpteenth time that Garza and Andrade have faced the Street Profits, at some point they have to win.
I really think this is the last time we see them as a team before we start seeing a feud between those two. And we still, where's Carrillo? Have we seen him lately?
Yeah, he teamed with Dominic on Monday.
Okay.
All right. I like what that team, and that's why I'm saying it, because the first feud would be Dominic and Carrillo.
That could be
some pretty good television.
I think Dominic and Carrillo is only going to happen if Dominic joins Seth's crew, which I still think that's inevitable. But that's, that again, another conversation for another episode, possibly next week, depending on what we see on Sunday and on Raw next week. For the women's tag team championship.
I'm absolutely ruling out the option that Dominic joins Seth at this point. That's gone.
For the women's tag team championships, we have their champions, Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax, taking on the Riot Squad, Liv Morgan and Ruby Riot. Suave, who ain't going to win?
Liv Morgan and Ruby Riot.
I'm going to do a plot twist on this one for you. Liv Morgan and Ruby Riot will win by disqualification to continue this feud.
Then it's not a real win. Ask Titus O'Neil. don't hit no buzzers on me. You can't make that a win.
So I say Shayna Baszler and Nia Jax ain't gonna win, simply because they're gonna lose by disqualification. They're gonna win by disqualification.
Garbage. That's a garbage way out, but go ahead.
It is, but I think that's how we continue this feud. For the SmackDown Women's Championship, Bayley versus Nikki Cross. Tell me who ain't going to win, Suave.
Nikki Cross.
I'm going to give you that. I'm going to go against Nikki Cross. I mean, Nikki Cross losing. I'm going to go with Bayley losing simply because boss Sasha Banks is going to come out and try to get retribution, like I did that Bayley.
Sasha Banks should remain a handicap in hiding until a later date.
I think we've seen all the hiding that she's going to do, all the hurt that she's had. Simply, and another reason I think we've seen that's because with them being in Orlando, we're approaching the season 2 debut of Mandalorian, which apparently she's in bag collected. So they're going to probably get her back on TV as soon as possible to start pushing for that. But unfortunately, I think it's going to be this weekend. I hope not, but I think we will. For the United States Championship, your champion, Bobby Lashley versus Apollo Crews. Suave, who ain't going to win?
Anybody not named Bobby Lashley.
Apollo Crews about to take yet another L. His boy holding L's like he's smoking out in Brooklyn.
You hate to see it.
For the Intercontinental Championship, a ladder match. Your champion, Jeff Hardy versus Sami Zayn versus AJ Styles. Suave, who ain't going to win?
AJ.
I'm going to say that's not a bad answer. I'm going to say anybody not named Sami Zayn ain't going to win this one. He's been causing too much havoc.
He's going to end up taking the fall.
You think?
Yeah.
You hate to see it.
Wait, what's the stipulation on this match? Are we not in ladder match form yet?
This is ladder match. It's a triple threat ladder match.
Oh, yeah. Jeff Hardy's going to retain just on some nostalgia.
It's my match. That's what you're saying. It's my match.
Yeah. Like, this would be the perfect time if you would handle Retribution the right way to have them come out and do the reveal at Night of Champions after helping Sami Zayn become an Intercontinental Champion. But, you know, they don't pay me.
Right. Stranger things have happened. For the WWE Championship in an ambulance match, your champion, Drew McIntyre versus Randall Keith Orton. This, for so many reasons, should be a triple threat, but it's not. Suave, tell him who ain't going to win.
Drew.
We finally see 14 coming, and I think... So this is what I think happens. I think Keith Lee interferes and causes Drew to get knocked out, and they put him on a stretcher, and then that's what starts the Drew Keith Lee feud with Randy walking away with number 14. That's what I think happens. For the Universal Championship, being accompanied by the God MC, Paul Heyman, your champion, Roman Reigns versus cousin Jey Uso. Suave, I hate to say it, you hate to see it. Tell him who ain't gonna win.
Lose.
There is no way in Lose the hell. There is no way in the hell.
Not a chance. Not a chance. I'm excited to see the match. I know they're gonna work really hard and it's gonna be a great match, but there's absolutely no chance in hell that they're gonna crown Jey Uso. Like, it's just not gonna happen. Like, not even as a shocker, not as even as a storyline development to create a more intrigue for something else. Like, nah, this is gonna be a what's the word I'm looking for? Not a run of the mill, but this will be a standard operating procedure situation for Roman Reigns.
That would
show
be
up, break
that,
everything and leave.
That would make it run of the mill for sure. And that's how it's done, man. We'll check back in with the results next Thursday. Hopefully we have some something better to talk about besides Retribution for 30 minutes, because I think we just put a fork in them. They're done. Listen, baby, coming up after the salute, but we got 10 bells.
Oh, you know what we skipped, though? We skipped some very important stuff. We skipped the debut of Miro.
Yes. It was Miro Day yesterday in AEW. And poor Miro having to deal with recklessness from Joey Janela, that is. Bad Boy would be the operative name. Miro almost lost his ankle in this match in real life. He almost caused Kip Sabian to lose a head in this match because of said ankle. Just a very sloppy sequence of events. And it just looked unsafe while Kip and Miro, it was obvious they were trying their best to protect their opponents. And I can't say the same for one half of the team across the ring.
My quote while watching this in the Broken Pencil group thread was, just because they're green doesn't mean they should be on screen with the Hulk. You have one guy in the ring that looks like the Incredible Hulk, looks like a main event player, a million-dollar guy. Like, new ring gear looks great. The blonde thing, I mean, it works for right now.
It's different cool and it works.
But he's in probably some of the greatest physical condition he's been in ever.
Ever.
And then on his debut, you put him in the ring essentially with three green people, but certainly two.
No, Kip is ready. Kip is ready.
I've seen Kip do some things on television that say otherwise, but I'm not gonna split hairs. Eesh. But I know the other two people on the other side of the ring have shown a lot of grit. They've shown more green than a dispensary.
Wow.
So, I mean, and some people are going, they always go quick to the defense that if you say anything negative about one of the people involved, it's because you have a predisposition to discriminate against all. That's not the case. It's just like, bruh, I want better entertainment. That's it. I want safe, realistic presentation. Some of that ain't happening when you put those two in the ring.
And that said, we'll have more conversation about this as we watch Dark and also Impact on Dark and Dynamite next week. Impact should be, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what the week brings to us. But we'll do the salute to Animal. Come back. We'll listen, baby, and we're done. So with that said, Sunday is WWE Clash of Champions. Suave, until then, take us to the house.
Pencil pushers, heads up. Pencils down.
The Legion of Doom, the Road Warriors, you came back and you did exactly what you wanted to.
Just like we always do, David Kraken, we come back from a tour from Japan. We come back with a fire under our cans like never been before. We came back here and we kicked the Barbarian and we kicked the Warlord's butt from one end of the stinking country to the other. And then when it came time to sign the dotted line, on the Night of the Skywalkers against the Barbarian and the Warlord aren't the men we thought they are because they tucked their tail between their legs and they ran. But you, Paul Jones, you consider yourself the powers of pain. You consider your mind the powers of pain. So you got out of the call out to go to Russia. And you bring back some 6'8", 350-pound Russian. Well, we're going to see just how bad he is when he falls flat on his stinking bald head from 30 feet up in the air, ain't we, Hawk? When the kitchen's too hot, you get out. Well, that's what the Warlord and the Barbarian did. They got out. That separates the men from the boys. Boys, you know something? I was a man the day I was born. The doctor slapped me, I slapped him back, and I took the nurse on a date. You punks are just what we said you are, punks. So, Paul Jones, you go out and try to find yourself some real men, and you take a good look at us, and you realize we're the last ones left.
But all of you need to quiet down because the true best in the world at everything I do is about to enunciate.
A work of incredible genius.
I don't have to stay here and listen to these accusations.
You will listen. You will stand there and you will listen.
Flow. Mo. Yeah. Campaign.
My eyes on the corner, a magnificent flowing writer's block. These are the breaks, I don't know how to stop. No matter who this is, no difference, this is what I'm about. Wide receiver running that combo route. Ocho Cinco, leading Johnson out. I be like, Sean, please, kiss the baby. You'd catch it if you was in my league. Then again, you'd be lucky to play FIFA with me. I mean chicken, and this is why you need to mind your business. I can't explain everything to everyone every time I say something fly. Rolex ain't got that kind of time in mind. Ain't ticking, I'm tea sipping. The scoreboard be stripping when he's pitching. I know you can't get a hit. I'm you Darvish and you garbage. Neither one of us play innocent. And between me and you on the humble, some mumble. Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything.
This is baby.
Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything.
This is baby.
Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything. And let them make it scot-free. Cool for them, not me.
I can never be amused as amused for you. I'm no fool, I'm no mule. You carry your tune, you so cool.
But no,
that's too much like white. It's too hard to make a song that's sown if I don't write. I've been carjacked for short raps for years, and ain't never heard a peek come out my peers. Till they got worked by some out of towners. Now you wanna support the stars that surround us. My, I'll pass, rather drop this class. There's no credit, I've been working on my master's note. Radio edits made the deans and machine list. On my own means I'm mental level when I shine. So go, you playing catch up with a tomato farmer. Throwing pebbles at a suit of armor. A can of bull next to Jeffrey Dahmer. You might gloss, but you don't glisten. It's cause you silly rabbits don't listen. Tricks are for kids. Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything.
This is baby.
Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything.
You understand the words that are coming out of my mouth.
Rappers make up anything, cause you'll let them say anything. And let them make it scot-free. Cool for them, not me.
I need to hear the things that they say I can't do anymore. He's done. Washed up, he's getting old. Child please. Child please is a nice way of telling someone, you know, fuck you. Try it, man. Work. Kiss the baby. It's basically a statement similar to when the fat lady sings. The rest of the competition or field might as well kiss the baby, because it is over.